Blog Talk Radio.
With a wine-stained lips, yes, you're nothing but trouble. Of a touch, but she's warm as the devil. Gave him a heart, but she won't hear my soul. She takes till I break and I can't get more. You got me in chains. You got me in chains for your love, but I wouldn't change. No, I wouldn't change this love. But the chains only bring me.
Everybody, and welcome to Southern Gay Talk on Blog Talk Radio. This is your host, David Templeton. Let me tell you, the extent of the support and everything from the last couple episodes has been amazing. My own personal Facebook has received over 3,400 friend requests in the last 24 hours. The show, when I started going, complete honesty, no holds barred, complete honesty on the show. Evidently, a lot of people took that to heart, and that's something they want to hear and they want to experience in the LGBT community is honesty. The show is a show that will leave it a part of your anatomy in your hand and your jaws wide open. We talk about the things that you might be too scared to talk to your friends about, but you're dying to know, you're dying to try, you're dying to step off that ledge into the lifestyle that you dreamed about, you've earned about, you've jerked off, you've masturbated about. And it's becoming not a taboo anymore with people because the LGBT community and the lifestyles that we do, the leather, the bondage, the pup play, all that, it's becoming a way of life for people. And that's an amazing thing. It's an amazing opportunity to step into that. And one of the things that's coming up Saturday, March 5th at Shed Leather, they're having an event called Dress Code. The Shed Leather part of Shed Leather Buzz, located at the Woodshed Lounge in Charlotte, North Carolina, off of Queen City Boulevard. It's 4000 Queen City Drive, excuse me, not Boulevard, in Charlotte, North Carolina. I believe it's the Little Rock Road exit right by the airport. It's an amazing place to go. I've been going there for years. They'll accept you for who you are, what you are, everything like that. They will not turn you away. But on this event, excuse me, coming up March 5th on dress code, it is by invite only. So get on Facebook, add them, Shed Leather Dress Code. It's going to be an amazing, epic event. The Southeast has been waiting on something like this. Charlotte's been waiting on something like this. Everybody has been waiting on something like this for this area. It's throwing, you know, we're right here in the middle of the Bible Belt, everybody. And we are, you know, we're not pushing ourselves on everybody, and we're not shoving it down their throat, but we are living our dream, living who we are, supporting who we are, loving who we are, loving the whole LGBT community. And that's what it is all about, people. It's about love and being around each other and just loving each other. And that's what it's all about. And the Shed Leather, they are an organization where they raise money for Mercy House there in Charlotte, North Carolina. It's the organization where people that are, you know, have the AIDS virus and have nowhere else to go, maybe might be, you know, without the support system they need. That is an organization that allows them to come in, feeds them, clothes them, houses them. It's actually run by Catholic nuns. And that was a shock to me because of the homosexuality aspect of it. And, you know, a lot of people with that are homosexual having the AIDS virus and stuff like that. That was a big shock to me that the Catholic Church, that, you know, former Catholic nuns, Catholic nuns that are running this place, they're amazing. Praise God for that. And that's just an amazing organization. Shed Leather gives 100% of all profit they bring in to the House of Mercy, Mercy House. And Shed Leather Buzz also does the same. It's a group of stylists that donate their time and their effort and their skill. And my God, their skill. I've had my hair cut there several times. They donate 100% of all proceeds, including their tips, to Shed Leather, which in turn does it to the House of Mercy. And the event coming up is, oh my God, I went to Mid Atlantic Leather in D.C. Past couple weeks, and it was an amazing event. And I'm so glad that there's going to be something close to home for me that I can go to and experience that. And Sir Enzo with Shed Leathers, he's an amazing man, amazing man. If you get a ticket, you get an invite to this event, you got to go up and shake this man's hand and thank him for all the good work that he does. It's an amazing organization. And I guarantee you, when you go out there that night, I'm going to be out there. Hopefully we'll be doing a live broadcast that night. It's going to be just fucking epic. I guarantee you it's going to be epic. I'll tell you a little bit more about that in a minute, but right now, let's get our gorilla on. If you got a button-up shirt, rip that thing open, show your chest, show your nipples, touch them, twerk them, do whatever you need to do. Let's get this night started, and let's get it started hard.
We don't stop, we keep rocking while they're knocking on our door. my bonus is a killer. You'll be banging on my chest, bang, bang, gorilla.
As we in that song, we do have a confessional that's going to be going on the show tonight. A good friend of mine from down in the Augusta area, he came on the show last night. And he was talking about a new love that he had met, and he's I'm not judging him because I don't judge people, because Lord knows I judge myself enough, and that's enough judgment. But he came on the show. And he talked about how he met this guy, and he gave the story of how they met at a restaurant. And the guy came over and asked him, you know, back, you know, to his room or whatever later for a coffee. And it was all sweet and everything. And, you know, in my mind, I'm going, okay, that's a rarity. That hardly ever happens. But, you know, I'm glad it happened to my friend down there. And I'm glad that he was able to meet this person and fall in love. And a little, you know, story about my friend, he came from a dark place when he first started following me on my Facebook blogs. And I'll let him, you know, he's listening on the show now, and we're going to be calling him in a few minutes. I'll let him tell you a little bit of that story about how he came to know me and become a friend of mine and stuff like that. And, you know, we'll spend about 5 or 10 minutes on the air with him and let him give us a TT on what actually happened, how he actually met this guy. And, you know, there's a famous tone out there that all of the gay people hear in the LGBT community has said, y'all hear it, y'all know what it is. Guarantee you just heard that, y'all just looked at your phones. But we're gonna have him on the air in a little bit. But right now, we're gonna talk about the Code Party that Shed Leather is hosting in Charlotte, North Carolina, at the Shed Leather, located at 4000 Queen City Drive. It's the I-85 service road in Charlotte, North Carolina. I believe it's right off the Little Rock Road exit. But what it is, it's a reopening party for Shed Leather and Shed Leather Buzz, and it's going to be like unlike any other reopening party that has ever been delivered thus far in the Charlotte area, the Southeast. It's going to be fucking epic. You know what? And go back a minute to that song, Gorilla. That song, I've never really listened to it and listened to the words, but, you know, as I'm playing that song, yeah, I've got my hand in my pants. I got, yeah, I've just, you know what? It just makes you want, it just, God damn it, it's just you. It just turns you sexual. You just got to, that song just does something to you. And that's exactly what this event at Shed Leather is going to be doing. You know, after a lot of consideration, they put together an evening that the old guard Leathermen and the new leather scene Leathermen have, you know, they've inquired about, they desired, and they've required, basically, for this to happen for 10 long years. It's something that is going to be epic. The Queen City, the state of North Carolina, even most of the Southeast, you know, they've been, without saying, they need a real code night. Well, you know what? Sir Enzo, Shed Leather Buzz, located at the Wichita Lounge, Charlotte, North Carolina, they heard you, and you know what? They're fucking bringing it for you. they tend to, you know, lean on the side of the jaw-dropping, eyebrow-raising events, you know, they've hosted in the past. This will be no different. And one thing I love about Sorenzo and Shed Leather is the jaw-dropping. That's part of the show. We leave anatomy in your hand and your jaw's dropping. The one thing that will be different for sure is that the old guard leathermen from the old school cruising area, they're going to be brought back in time because the times are different than the old school cruising area, stuff like that. They're going to be brought back in time. But with that, it's going to be two generations that are going to be mixed together. We're going to have the old school cruising area. And, you know, from the old school cruising area, gentlemen, you remember that time when you had it right in front of you, when you could touch it, you know, you could reach out there and you could just touch it. You could taste it. You could smell them. You could lick them. Woof. Pet them, spank them, tickle them, nibble on them, time up. Gentlemen, this is fucking it. That time once again. This night is the night you do not want to be missing. Shed Leather Dress Code night is, I cannot wait. I'm so excited. The Southeast has come out of their shell, and Sorenzo and Shed Leather is doing this, and that the Woodshed Lounge is allowing them to do this. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be confident to leave even the old school cruising leatherman with a big smile. Come see friends from years past and meet plenty of new ones, all while smoking a nice cigar, having a good boy boot black for you. You know, I love one thing that is, is a big turn on to me is having my boots polished, having the boot black, just getting down there and going at it. Me, I'm a sub through and through. But, you know, all subs deep down inside have a little bit of dominance to them. And to have a boot black down there just polishing my boots, it's an amazing thing. You just look down here, got my cigar in my mouth, looking down, got a beer in a hand. It's just, it's hot. You know, it's a good fetish scene live in front of you, all while being in the space that will be provided. It's an exclusive party. There will be a privacy wall built with a door sectioning a restricted area out to those not in code from entering a code zone. Because in order to enter the code zone, you have to be in code zone attire. If you don't know what that is, Google it. You know, I've got the blackout leather mask with a zipper, the blackout shades that I actually got from Sorenzo at Shed Leather, the latex suit, you know, sports gear, military gear, police gear. That's what's going to get you into the code zone. Hell, put on a harness and a jock strap and some boots, lace them up, stop by the boot black, get them polished, come on in. The Woodshed Lounge has been very kind to allow Shed Leather, and they've been most understanding of the need for privacy for such an event. They said there will also be a full cash bar for your convenience, because, you know, when you have the jock strap on, you got the harness, it's kind of hard to carry a credit card and stuff like that. You know, don't want to, you know, keep track of it, carry your cash, keep it up down inside. You know, of course, you got hands down there and, you know, tickling your balls, tickling your low hangers. You don't want to keep your cash down there. Keep it somewhere. Just don't keep it in your ass crack. That's just, no, it's not sanitary. It's not, no. Mm-mm. If I was bartending, you know what? Actually, if I was bartending, I might smell it. Just, you know, because, you know, I'm just one of those submissive pigs. You know how I am. But the sole purpose of the event is to allow an era to be revisited. It has been way, way too fucking long. So let's all do our part. Introduce a new scene, Leatherman, with the old school cruising area. Let us show each other what it's all about. While our old guard sits back with a cigar, a drink. Hell, they might even have a boy there for the night for themselves. You know what? Some of us submissives, some of us boys, we might, you know, need an old guardsman, Leatherman, to show us how it's going to be. But the point is, the night's going to be fucking epic. So come on out. It's going to be an amazing time. It's March 5th, 9 p.m., hosted by Shed Leather with the Shed Leather Buzz to Woodshed Lounge, 4000 Queen City Drive, I-85 Service Road, Charlotte, North Carolina, Little Rock Road exit right by the airport. Come out, see me, be doing autographs, all kinds of stuff. It'll be an amazing night. But with that, we're going to play a couple songs here, and we're going to get my buddy on from Augusta, let him give us a TT and let him come clean. Because what he tried to do is he tried to play it off like he was a little virgin, sitting at the restaurant, all sweet, had somebody come up, his little shining armor and white horse and all that. Bullshit. We all know how it happened. But we're going to get him on here. We're going to get him to tell us. He's going to come clean. Because you know what? That's one thing I always say is own your shit. Own your shit. Never be afraid of what people will judge you on or anything like that. You are who you are. Love who you are. It's the goddamn LGBT community. We're going to love you. It's a Jenga puzzle. You keep removing one piece, one piece, one piece, it's all going to fall. It takes all those pieces to keep it together, to keep it built strong. You know, it's like the Trojan horse back in Greek mythology. It wasn't one person that came in and conquered everything. It was a bunch of people hidden in the Trojan horse. They snuck in. They got it done. But you know what? To my buddy down in Augusta, this will be the last time you hear the song, because I guarantee you, you can't wear white. Don't forget it, listeners, 516-666-8431. 516-666-8431. Let me hear your story. Give it to me hard. Give it to me deep. Give it to me how I like it. Everybody, that is an amazing song. It'll always be an amazing song. Madonna, she will always be the queen of pop. But coming into our next segment, we're going to be reaching out to my friend down in Augusta and hear his story. But he gets an award for the night. He gets the Queen of the Night award, because you know what? It takes a queen to run an empire. And, you know, they always say that, why is there kings and there's queens? Because you know what? Not everybody can be the queen. It takes one queen. And tonight, he is the queen of the night, because you know what? He is owning his shit. He is giving us a TT, and he is telling us what it is all about. He is owning his shit. He's saying, you know what? I came on the show. I fucked up. I told you something wrong. And his conscience got eaten at him. And, you know, last night about 2 o'clock, I get a message from him, you know, and my buddy, he gets up about 4 a.m. He works for the government. He does, you know, a lot of things with them. And his job, it's top secret, you know, what he does for the government. But I got to give him props for owning who he is. And so tonight, he gets the Queen of the Night Award. Got to give it to us. We'll call him right after this. So as the Queen of the Night Award goes to my buddy down in Augusta, we're going to give him a call, and we're going to just get the TT of what actually happened, how he met this new love of his life, and he's going to, without knowing it, give y'all an apology for kind of BSing the story of how he met the guy and giving a false sense of, you know, what can happen out there, but it can happen out there. How he said he met the guy can happen. You know, two people can see each other across the restaurant and fall in love, you know, love at first sight. But we're going to let him tell the story of how he actually met the guy. We're going to be giving him a call right now, and we're going to let him introduce himself. Like I said, you know, his job is very confidential, so he won't be talking about that. But if anybody ever has any other questions, you can just call at 516-666-8431. 516-666-8431.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on, brother?
What's going on, my friend?
Nothing much. I want to hear the TT of how you met this new love of your life.
I've been listening to the radio. Hey, Queen of the Night, really?
Queen of the Night. You get the Queen of the Night Award, let me tell you.
That was awesome.
Hang on. Let me recap for the listeners. Last night, you told me that you had gone out to a restaurant out in where Hilton Head And this guy came across and, you know, came up to you and said, you know, I'd like to go out for coffee later, stuff like that. No, that's all fine and dandy. That's the fairy tale type way we all want to meet our significant others, the love of our life, our partners. But give me the TT. How did y'all really meet?
I'm not telling you.
I hear that coming up in my head.
Okay, you know, after, I mean, the show from last night when I listened to you about the bullshit stuff, you know, after I pulled that thing, I mean, to you last night, I mean, took it in the radio, I mean, which was a lie, pretty much. And then I started thinking about, I mean, the previous radio talk show that you did about, hey, be true to yourself, and, hey, it don't matter whatever who think about you and this and that. So, okay, let me tell you this. I'm going to make a quick thing. One of the reasons why I lied last night about it, it was because when I found my first boyfriend, I met him online on, when I was living in New York City, I met him online on gay.com, okay? And a lot of people judge me, especially my friends judge me about meeting people online, even my parents judge me about, hey, you shouldn't do that, you're going to get sick, you're going to get HIV, you're going to get this and that. But, hey, you know what? That was the perfect relationship that I ever had for my life. I mean, we've been together for 16 years, and everything was perfect. I moved from New York over here to Georgia, and everything was wonderful, man. We were together for 16 years, and then, I mean, after that, I mean, I lost him, I mean, from a heart attack, I mean, not too long ago. So then, you know, I went through, I mean, drugs and stuff like that. I mean, like, I lay on the drugs really, really bad. I was in a dark place after he passed away. I was in bad shape, man. I did ecstasy. I was doing G. I was doing coke. I was mixing all kind of drugs. I mean, we went back to New York because that's where all the party thing going on, and that's where all the contacts I had. And I pretty much went broke. Because I was in between, I mean, doing some modeling, and I was in the army also. I lost everything that I have on doing drugs.
No. And, let me pause you there for me. You were in the army when y'all met, is that right?
I was in the army, yeah.
Now, how did that, now, I know the don't ask, don't tell, that can be a very touchy subject with some people, because I know some people are still incarcerated for it and stuff like that. When y'all got together, the don't ask, don't tell was still in effect. You know,
it was, I mean,
how did that affect y'all?
It was really hard. It was really hard because, I mean, he couldn't go. Every time I come back home, he couldn't come and pick me up at the airport because I didn't want to have a man, I mean, to go and pick me up in the airport. It was really hard, really. Even being in the army, it was really hard. I mean, I was acting like somebody that I wasn't in the army, and I was doing ITT work. Sometimes I was in the field. I wasn't the whole time in the field. I was just, I mean, dealing with computers and stuff like that. But it was really hard. I mean, that was the hardest thing that I've been through, especially with my brothers in the army, because my brothers in the army, they're all straight, and I was the only gay guy. I didn't went and told them that I was gay, but they can tell. I don't know if they can tell or not, but nobody say or mentioned nothing about, I mean, if I was gay or not. But after that, I had a bad accident.
Was your late partner, was he military as well, or were you just going to be a great partner?
No, he wasn't.
He was, okay.
He wasn't.
All right. Well, back to the current situation here. You know, the don't ask, don't tell. It's a very touchy situation. A lot of people are still fighting it, even though it has been abolished. It's been away with, and I got to thank President for that. But let's go back to the conversation we had last night after the show. How did you actually meet this? His name's Oscar. Is that right?
Like you said, Grinder.
Yeah, the grinder app.
Well, you know what? Like I said, you know, my deceased boyfriend that I met, I mean, I met him on gay.com, and a lot of people, I mean, pretty much me were on my butt about meeting people online. So last night, I made that lie, and I'm coming, I mean, clean right now, because I didn't want to be judged again. You know, I said, okay, I met this guy in this restaurant, and we have coffee, which we did have coffee. You know, that night. But no, I didn't meet him in a restaurant. I met him, you know, on Grindr. About a month and a half ago, we started talking and stuff like that. And he invited me for coffee. And I was like, I'd rather have a shot. And he was like, I'm sorry, I don't drink and I don't smoke either, which he's a very clean guy, which, I mean, it's perfect for me, you know. So I said, okay, let's meet up. And we went to this place they call Bamboo Place in Hilton Head. And we did went and have some coffee. And it was great. And then I had to leave the next day. Then I came back, I mean, the next weekend over there. And we chill and talk. And he got a good job, which is good. He don't do drugs. He don't smoke. He don't drink. He do, I mean, do some drinking. And he's a Hispanic guy, which I never met, I mean, a Hispanic guy before.
You're more,
awesome.
You're more into the snowflakes and into the white boys, right?
I love white boys. I love uncut boys.
So him being Hispanic, Latino, I take it. Well, I mean, now let me ask you, since you're giving the TT and you're being completely honest, you know, you said last night y'all have not had sex. Is that right?
We didn't have no sex yet. We didn't. I mean, we've been, seeing each other for the past 2 months. We talked, earlier, Justin Griner, you know, and we met, we didn't have sex. We make out and sleeping on the bed and kissing and stuff like that. He don't want to sleep with me. He's trying to get to know me, way better. Before anything happened, he wants a true relationship. He don't want, just sleep around for one night and then, hey, after I taste him, I go away or whatever. You know, like, it happens a lot over here in Augusta.
He wants to make sure it's real. He wants to make sure it's sincere and that you're not just going to get the cookie, take a bite, and then throw it back in the cookie jar.
Exactly. That's what he wants.
Now, our listeners want to know, because I'm getting messages popping up all over my screen from the chat logs. Now y'all slept together, you made out and all that, and you said you like the uncut. I know you've been to first base, you've been to second base. Have you been to third base? Have you copped a feel? Is it going to be worth the wait?
Cut the feel? What do you mean, cut the feel?
You've reached down there to feel the goods, just to, when you're making out, you reach down there, you kind of touch,
Yes, we both did that.
Is it going to be worth the wait?
Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, definitely. he been over there. He gave me some kisses over there behind, too.
He done brought the equipment to the ditch. He just hasn't dug it
yet. Yeah, he did. And I was like, oh, my God. Yeah. Hey, he was, the second person that did it. He was the second person over there, and he did it really good, too. I wanted more.
You wanted to get my whole batch.
I wanted to, get the whole thing. And that's what he stopped me. He said, I just want, and he gave me a massage also. Oh, my God, that was awesome.
That's one of my biggest turn-ons is getting a massage. I will melt like butter in somebody's hands.
Yeah, he was behind me over there doing his own thing, and he was giving a massage at the same time. I'm like, wow. Never happened to me like something like that. It was awesome. But then, I started getting too horny, and I was like, I want to do it. And he was like, hold on your horses. No, this is not going to happen.
A couple questions have popped up on my screen, from our viewers.
Sure.
Or our listeners,
sure.
Excuse me. And they want to know, are you a top or are you a bottom?
I'm versatile.
You're versatile. Okay, now with, yes, with the partner that you're with.
I'd rather bottom better. I like to bottom better. But all depends on the person, though. If you have with somebody who I care and he likes to be, flip, sometimes to be a bottom, hey, I would do it,
Exactly. It's about give and take in a relationship.
Yeah, it's all about the relationship. You know what? It's about to both of you feel comfortable and, like and enjoy, I mean, what you're having, you know. So I don't mind, I mean, to flip, you know, and tap, you know. I don't have no problem doing that. Just with the person that I care with, I'm not going to just, I mean, like, pick some guy out of the street, you know, and do something, you know, and
Come on now.
The only time that I've been in the Parliament House and I mess around with somebody in the, at the Parliament House, it was an overseas boyfriend. And the only time we went to the black bedrooms over there, the black rooms over there, where they had the porno and stuff like that. My deceased boyfriend used to be very jealous. Nobody could have touched me or nothing like that. But we did mess around, like have an orgy or something like that. I mean, like, everybody just watching us.
You didn't go to just one. You went full force into it.
I think it went full force.
Well, and but, there's no judgment coming from me because you know me. We've talked about my stories and stuff like that. And you I've been in the tower room at the Parliament House in the sling. And you know what? I've judged myself for my past, but I don't judge anybody else. And you know what? You've heard the stories. I know I am a legend down at the Parliament House for that sling room. I am, because you know what?
I didn't know you were open door that night. I didn't know you were a legend over there.
The tower room, that's been a revolving door. That's why I no longer go to the Parliament House, because the revolving door came off its hinges because it spun so many fucking times.
But so
you met the guy on Grindr and everything's going good, and you think this Oscar is the one?
He got kind of like mad because he listened after, you know, we hung out last night and you were done with the radio station. I told him, you know, when I was talking to you on Facebook, you know, when I was texting you through Messenger, he was listening to the radio, and actually he got mad with me because I lied about the way that I met him. He got kind of like, I mean, with attitude that he was like, you didn't have to lie, I mean, how you met me. I mean, he was like, are you embarrassed of me? And I'm like, no, I'm not embarrassed of you. And I explained to him, you know, when I met him, I didn't want to explain him, I mean, or talk about my past with my deceased boyfriend. You know, I was trying to just meet him and stuff like that, not talking about my past, you know.
Right.
Because I didn't want to go back to my past. I wanted to, I mean, like, go to the future. And then I had to explain to him, okay, you know, my deceased boyfriend, I mean, the boyfriend that I have for 16 years, you know, I met him on gay.com, and a lot of people judged me about it. So when I was on the radio, I mean, talking to the radio station last night, I said, okay, I met you in a restaurant, and now I'm Grindr, because I didn't want people to judge me all over again, you know.
Well, you know what, buddy, and that's one thing. My last three exes, and, you know, they're exes for all different reasons. Two of my last three exes, We met on Grindr, and you know what? Grindr is a social media outlet for the LGBT community, for the gays, to meet people. Way back when, you know, when you and I were younger, you know, and I'm not gonna tell our age, but back when you and I were younger, we'd go out to the bars, we would buy drinks for each other, we would, you know, talk to each other, we'd get to know each other. But nowadays, it's everybody does it through apps, so nobody can judge anybody through apps. They cannot do it. And I'm going to give a shout out to Oscar. Oscar, I'm sure you'll be listening to the show later through the podcast. You've got an amazing man here. He's an honest man. He's come a long way in what he's done. He came from a very, very dark place. Him and I met about the same time. We were in both a dark place. He followed my blogs. He took what I had to offer and my advice, and he took that. He grew from it. So, you know, being that he wasn't, I'm probably answering for you, Oscar, he wasn't ashamed of how he met you. He just didn't want the conflict from anybody, because back in the day, that was the conflict, and Grindr was a taboo. But nowadays, everybody's comfortable with it. That's how it happens. You know, I sit around with my friends and we talk about Grindr and all that. But that's how it is. You know, it's so Oscar, don't be mad at my brother here, because, you know, he's an awesome guy, and he's owning his shit. He's coming to, you know, back on the air right now, giving the TT. giving it to us live. And so you got to respect that. You know, communication is a big part in a relationship. You know, it's, you know, I'm not going to be married 5 years and, you know, decide to have a threesome one night. And, you know, we're talking to somebody and be like, yeah, you know what? I've had an orgy with 12 people. You know, sometimes you got to sugarcoat stuff, but you never sugarcoat stuff with your partner, with your boyfriend, who the person you're dating. Sometimes you can sugarcoat stuff to make it easier for other people to understand, but never do it with your partner.
You're right. You're right. See, I didn't want to talk about the past, about my exes. You know, I don't talk about my exes when I meet somebody. But you know what? I didn't have a conversation with him about it until last night after he listened to the radio station, you know, to you. And we have a long conversation until 2 o'clock in the morning. And actually, I mean, now he's more in love with me. He understands, I mean, about me better. Me not trying to, me like, go back but go forward, you know, with him, you know. But now he wants to lose me to his family. So
really?
This weekend,
so this family. So congratulations.
So after last night, and I came clean after, you know, he listens to the radio station, and I lied in the radio station. I mean, and I told him, and even I copy and paste the text that I sent you. I sent it to him. I said I'm gonna come clean tomorrow in the radio station, which he's gonna be listening in a little bit. He's ready, I mean, to introduce me to his family. And so that's awesome. So this weekend, I mean, when I go back to Hilton Head, it's going to be an awesome weekend, man. I'm going to meet the family, the mother, the father, the sister. The sister can't wait to meet me. So it's going to be awesome. So, you know, I'm glad that I came clean, you know, on this situation. And
well,
I had a conversation.
I cannot wait to meet this Oscar, because Hilton Head's not that far from me. You know, we've been trying to meet for a while down in Augusta, and that's quite a ways away. But you know what? Hilton Head's not that far. Maybe me, you, Oscar, we'll all go out to dinner one night. We'll have a good time. And you'll have
definitely
it'd be an awesome time. But, you know, I've got to get back. I got some other callers and stuff like that. But
oh,
the next song right now. Well, I got to ask you for our listeners, because that's one question. All right. How
okay.
old are you?
I'm 24.
24. All right. Now, how old is Oscar?
No, I'm 34.
Oh, 34. Okay, how old is Oscar?
34. Also, he is 32.
32. So, you know what? In this situation, if this
was I will be 35 on August 10th this year.
So in the straight world, you would be considered maybe a cougar, because I'm 32. You know, you are going after the younger ones. So this song coming up is going to be for you. In our world, we can't be cougars, because that's the older women. And but you know what? We can be a tiger. We can burr. And all that. So
definitely.
Exactly. You know, ages to me is just a number. That's all it is.
Exactly. It is.
It's just a number. But you know what, brother? I thank you for coming on the show tonight, giving the TT, correcting, you know, being honest about your stuff. But, you know, right now this song coming up is going to be for you. It's going to be for Oscar. Y'all keep doing the thing.
Thank you, sir.
I'm the tiger. And I love you, brother. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you for having me.
You know, by going and talking to my buddy there, there's one thing that everybody out there wants to find, and that is to find love. Whether you find love through Grindr, Scruff, Growler, oh, Manhunt, if that even still exists, I call that the nursing home of the gay community, because, I mean, nobody uses it. So from so far ago, K.com, I don't even know if that still exists anymore. Adam for Adam, whatever apps you use, Daddy Hunt, Bear Hunt, Bear 411, whatever. You know, we all got profiles on all of them. But ultimately, everybody wants to find love. Where you find love is in your heart. You have to find it in your heart. And, you know, when two hearts combine, it's fireworks. It's the cannon going off. It's amazing, the amazing feeling that you know, you can have. My past relationships, you know, like I said on the past broadcast, I've been in love with the idea of being in a relationship. And I thought I was in love. And did I have love for the people that I was in a relationship with? Yes. Was I in love with them? I don't know. Looking back, there's been so much hurt and pain and all that. I don't know if I was really in love with them or if the pain and everything clouds that to where I don't know what it was anymore. But ultimately, everybody wants to find love. Everybody out there needs love. In the LGBT community, we have that among each other. But sometimes you need more than that. You need somebody to come home to. You need somebody to lay your head down next to each night, to be there, to hold you, to just comfort you. And that's, you know, more power to you. I love you for that. Own it. Get out there. But you know what? Let's be honest about it. You cannot rush into anything. You cannot go on a first date, second date, and have the U-Haul pull up, because you know what's going to happen by the fourth date. U-Haul is going to be pulling up again to move your shit out. Do not rush into anything. But everybody out there wants to know what love is. They need to know what love is. So here we go. Let's find out. Let everybody know that we want to know what love is.
I wanna feel what love is.
And people, that's what everybody wants to find out of life is love and be in love, be loved, have love. Whether somebody says they want that in their life or not, I call bullshit because everybody does it. You cannot spend your life out there hooking up on Grindr because if you live in a certain area, eventually you're going to suck all the dick there is in the area and you're going to have nothing. You're going to have a repeat. And a repeat turns into this, it turns into that, it turns into love. So you know what? Get out there, get on the Grindr, get on your Scruff, get on it all. Just be safe about it. Take precautions. Wear protection. Get on PrEP. Be in safe environments. I myself have put myself in some precarious situations, especially here recently, you know, New Year's Eve. Even in the D.C., Virginia area, I put myself in precarious situations, and I do that, and I don't know why. I've done it. But that's just how it goes. Sometimes in situations you get yourself into, you have to have the street smarts to get yourself out of it. Be that, get educated, be safe. But you know what? Get out, live your life. Don't judge yourself too hard, but judge yourself enough to keep others from having to judge you, because that's what I do. I judge myself enough to where I don't leave room for anybody else to judge me. That's what I do. But coming up, we've got the Black Party, March 19th, 2016 in New York City. It's going to be an amazing event. It's considered by many as the father of all large circuit events. The Black Party is one of the gay New York's most attended, longest running, and highly anticipated events with more than 5,000 attendees. It remains one of the biggest gay dance parties in the world. It is known and respected worldwide for cutting-edge productions, innovative staging, superstar international DJs, world-class performers, and notorious stage live acts. But with that, going into these events, there's going to be a lot of sex. There's going to be a lot of drugs. There's going to be a lot of parties. You know what? I'm all about two or three of those. The drugs, I can do without. I can go and have a good time without the drugs. I don't judge you for doing drugs. I've been there, done that. You know what? I remember going to the club, popping a hit of ecstasy, and just having a hell of a time. But you know what? I've learned through my time that I can have a good time and get to know people and not get to know people through the drugs. When you get to know people and they're high on drugs, you're getting to know the drugs. You're not getting to know them. And that's what I want people to do, is get to know me, not the drugs, not me being on drugs, all that. It's held every March in conjunction with the New York City's notorious Bachelor in the Black Party. BPX serves as the showcase and support contemporary gay erotic art, culture, and other forms of sexual expressions. Annually attracts hundreds of prominent artists, businesses, performers, and other individuals to come together to promote their latest projects and products and participate in one of the weekend's most specially produced events. There's going to be a lot of art, music, fashion, and sex. Get there, enjoy yourself, have a good fucking time, but get your tickets. They are limited, just like the Code Party down at Shed Leather coming up. It's limited. Buy your tickets. Find them on Facebook, Shed Leathers. Get your tickets. Get there. Have a good time. Meet me. Meet Sir Enzo, who heads up Shed Leather Buzz. It's going to be an amazing time. Now, with that, I do want to iterate. You know, a lot of people have been sending me messages and stuff like that, wanting to ask me questions, stuff like that. Ask away. Email the show. Add me on Facebook. Send me questions. I'll answer them. No hearts barred. That's who I am. I will spit the truth and give you the truth, no matter how embarrassing it can be, no matter how tough it can be for me to say. You know, a lot of people, I've got to clarify, a lot of people think that I am just the radio personality that goes out and goes to all these sex parties, these orgies, and that's all I do, is that I go to these parties and I live this vicarious lifestyle that y'all are able to live through me. And I've got to tell you right now, that's not it. I'm me. I own me. And I will always be me, and I will tell you the truth. Yes, I'm a radio personality who started out through Facebook doing video blogs. I went on a cross-country trip, and basically the cross-country trip was my Thelma and Louise trip. It was a time in my life where I had reached rock bottom. I lost my mother. I lost my partner, all within a matter of a month. My life crumbled. I was very successful, six figures a year, had a 5,000 square foot home. Well, it was very successful. But when all that happens, depression kicks in, suicidal thoughts kick in, and you go from the top of the world to nothing, and you don't care anymore. And you get into drugs, you get into the sex parties, you get into orgies, you get into all that, and you get to where you just don't give a goddamn anymore. But I've changed my ways. And yes, I do talk a lot about the black parties, the white parties, the communions, the sex orgies and all that. And yes, I do take part in all those. I will not lie and say I do not, because you know what? I love a good communion. I love a good black party. I love a good white party. But I do them all sober now, and you can too. So go out there, have fun, and do it. But a lot, like I said, a lot of people think that I'm just a radio personality that just comes on the air a night, you know, 1 hour a night, and that's all I do. That's not it. I look back today, and this one thing I posted on Facebook is I actually have 6 jobs with 6 different employers. It's an amazing thing to go from being on rock bottom, struggling to eat, struggling to survive, pulling yourself out of the gutter, facing addiction, beating addiction. But right now, you know, I'm not just some radio personality that has it all. I drive for Uber. I work at a pizza place just because I get a discount on pizza. I love pizza. So why not work there to get a discount? 50% off. You know what? Hungry Howie's 11. Work there. I wait tables at Ruby Tuesday. I wait tables coming up, starting this next week, at a place called Haka Chow. I do the radio station. I buy and sell shit all the time on eBay, online. I do my thing. I love money. But I love my lifestyle. And that's what I do. And it's part of life. You know, I can tell you all day long that the radio show is all I do, and I do it an hour a day, but that'd be a lie. And one thing I do not do is I spit the truth. I own my shit. I do what I need to do on this show. And, you know, I want to reach out and say thank you to everybody who has added me on Facebook. 3,400 friend requests in the last 24 hours. And to a lot of people that have added me, I might not have been able to get to all of y'all and answer your questions and your responses, but I'm trying to get out there and, you know, become family with all y'all. So give me time, have a little patience. That's a lot of people sending me friend requests, and thank you everybody for the support in the radio show and supporting me and, you know, what I've done, where I've come from, everything like that. But going into the Black Party, you know, these next 2 songs, they are something that, you know, the one song coming up, it's a song that it's kind of like in The Devil Wears Prada. You know, every little boy holds, you know, the fashion magazine underneath their covers at night with a flashlight reading about the next fashion. But you know what? Some artists touch you in a way in your life that no matter whether they're still here, they're dead and gone, their legacy still lives on. And that's, you know, one thing that I do. I'm not ashamed to have my jock strap on, dance around my house, you know, beer in one hand or a nice glass of Merlot. Last night when I was on the show, I had Merlots, and now I got Miller Lite. But there are certain songs that come on that makes you just want to dance. You just want to get out there, have fun, dance around, spin around, do your goddamn thing. And you know what? Rest in peace, Whitney Houston. This is one of my all-time favorite songs by you, because no matter what happens, it makes you just want to get up and dance.
My blues away. I'm gonna ride up.
little bit of the past into the current, into the future, bringing a little bit more of the past, not so far back as that last song. This is one song right here that always gets me up, gets my anatomy in my hand, and sometimes gets me in a playful mood. So here we go. We're just going to run with it.
One of them brand new big boy toys. I do big boy things, I make big boy noise. Cause I know what girls want, I know what they like. They wanna stay up and party all night. So bring a friend.
Let me talk to you, tell you how it is. I was thinking when I saw that body, gotta get shorty, tell her what the young boy gon' do.
Y'all, I never fucked Wayne, I never fucked Drake. All my life, man, fuck's sake. If I did, I menage with him and let him eat my ass like a cupcake. My man fool, he just ate. I don't duck nobody but tape. Yeah, that was a setup for a punchline on duct tape. Worry about if my butt's fake. Worry about y'all niggas are straight. These girls are my sons, John and Kate. Plus eight, when I walk in, sit up straight. I don't give a fuck if I was late. Dinner with my man on a G5 is my idea of an update. Hut one, hut two. Big titties, big butt two. Fuck with them real niggas who don't tell niggas what they up to. Had to shell bitches with a top beard. Ring finger with a rock ears. These hoes couldn't test me, even if their name was Pop Quiz. Mad bitches who I fuck with. Mad bitches we don't fuck with. I don't fuck with them chickens unless they last name is Cutlet. Let it soak in like seasoning. And tell them bitches blow me Lance even.
Freeze every bottle and cup in the sky. Sparks in the air like the 4th of July. Nothing but bad bitches in here tonight. Oh, if you lame and you know it, be quiet. Nothing but real niggas only. Bad bitches only. Rich niggas only. Independent bitches only. Boss niggas only. Thick bitches only. I got my real niggas here by my side. Only.
I never fucked Nikki cause she got a man. But when that's over, then I'm first in line. And the other day in her Maybach, I thought, goddamn, this is the perfect time. We had just come from that video. You know, LA traffic had a city slow. She was sitting down on that big butt, but I was still staring at the titties, though. Yeah, low key and maybe high key. I been peeped that you like me, you know? Who the fuck you really wanna be with besides me? I mean, it doesn't take much for us to do this shit quietly, I mean. She say I'm obsessed with thick women, and I agree. Yeah, that's right. I like my girls BBW. Yeah, type don't want to suck you dry and then eat some lunch with you. Yeah, so thick that everybody else in the room is so uncomfortable. Ass on Houston, Texas, but the face look just like Claire Huxtable. Oh, yeah. You the man in the city when the mayor fuck with you. The NBA players fuck with you. The badass bitches doing makeup and hair fuck with you. Oh, that's cause I believe in something and I stand for it. And Nikki, if you ever try to fuck, just give me the heads up so I can plan for it.
Freeze every bottle and cup in the sky. Sparks in the air like the 4th of July. Nothing but bad bitches in here tonight. Oh, if you lame and you know it, be quiet. Nothing but real niggas only. Bad bitches only. Rich niggas only. Independent bitches only. Boss niggas only. Thick bitches only. I got my real niggas here by my side. Only.
I never fucked Nick and that's fucked up. If I did fuck, she'd be fucked up. Whoever is hitting ain't hitting it right. Cause she act like she need dick in her life. That's another story, I'm no storyteller. I piss greatness like gold is yellow. All my goons so overzealous. I'm from Holly Grove, the holy mecca. Talents to say I got money for days. I sperm and I shake, but I'm stuck in my ways. My girlfriend would beat a bitch up if she waves. They better not fuck with her simple. Turbo, my eyes are so bright, I take cover for shade. Don't have my money, take mothers instead. You got the hiccup, you swallow the truth. Then I make you bird boy. Creepy for shirt on, I'm talking about running in houses with army guns. So think about your son and daughter rooms. Got two hoes with me, messed up, they got smaller guns. Ain't thinking about your son and daughter rooms. This shit is crazy, man. I'm embracing my nigga, that money talk, I just rephrasing my nigga. Blood gang, take the B out, behavior, my nigga. For reals, if you mouth off, I blow your face off. I'm being pop, then I take off. Nigga, now you see me, nigga, now you don't. Like Jamie Foxx, acting like Ray Charles. 16 in a clip, one in the chamber. 17 wall bullet with 17 bullets. My story is how I went from poor me. The police pour me a drink and celebrate with
Freeze
me.
Every bottle and cup in the sky. Sparks in the air like the 4th of July. Nothing but bad bitches in here tonight. Oh, if you lame and you know it, be quiet.
Young Moolah, baby.
Nothing but real niggas only. Bad bitches only. Rich niggas only. Independent bitches only. Boss niggas only. Thick bitches only. I got my real niggas here by my side. Only.
You know, some of these people that have been adding me on Facebook, I'm totally grateful for it, and I love you all for it. But I'm looking at some of these people, and I'm going, damn, there's some hotness out there within the LGBT community. I mean, let me tell you, I mean, some of these motherfuckers are like make you want to slap your mama and order some fried chicken and some waffles. I mean, damn, they are hotness. I mean, I'm getting requests from all over the world. And let me tell you, y'all are some beautiful people out there. I love y'all, and I'm glad y'all want to be friends with me on Facebook and to get to know me and get to know the show. But let me tell you, goddamn, I mean, half y'all are going up in the spank bank tonight. Let me tell you, because you know what? My bed's empty. I'm alone tonight. And you know what? The spank bank needs some new footage. And there's quite a bit of y'all going into the 8mm film that's going to be going through my head later. But you know what? While you're thinking about that, while you're thinking about me laying in bed and reaching down, touching myself and getting that gun all out, you know, I want y'all to just think about, wait till you see my time that is just one of those very sexual songs from way back in the day when I was out clubbing it, tearing it up. And it was one of those most popular songs where everybody on the dance floor when it came on. And you know, one thing I've got to iterate to people is, if you're fucking me, don't ever call it a pussy. That's just gonna ruin every ounce of it's just gonna fucking ruin it. Just don't do it. But with that, I want to say I love you to everybody. Thank you for all the friend requests on Facebook, following the show, following. I mean, we've got up to 4,836 followers on the show. Love everybody for it. One thing out there, stay strong. Stay true to who you are. Be who you are. Judge yourself just enough so others can't judge you. Live your dream. Live who you are. Stay who you are. Reach out. Love somebody. Love y'all. We will see you tomorrow night, 10 o'clock. Right now, I leave you because you know what? All of y'all out there have me addicted.
Like you're a drug. It's like you're a demon I can't face down. It's like I'm stuck. It's like I'm running from you all the time. And I know Like you're a leech, stuck in the life of me. It's like I can't breathe.